Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this morning. I do sure appreciate that. We've actually got a little bit of breaking news for you, actually, just a couple of minutes ago, and wanted to bring this to you now, let you know what's going on. The Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds has, as I said just minutes ago, they have announced officially the cancellation of the Last Chance Stampede and Fair because of the COVID-19 pandemic. They say, In a press release they sent me here just this morning, it says, with the uncertainty of when phase three of the reopening process will occur, it would not be fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of Lewis and Clark County to proceed with the event. They say, with possible social distancing still in effect, it's just not going to be possible for them to sell the number of tickets that they would need, both for the concert and three nights of the rodeo, to make up the cost that it takes to put these events on. They are working with Cole Swindell and his crew to reschedule him for the 2021 Stampede. And once they get that confirmed, all the tickets that were purchased for that concert will be good for 2021. If you purchased a ticket and want to, you can get a refund. You have until June 30th in order to do that. They do say that there's a chance that they can bring the carnival this summer. They need to get approval from the county health department to see just how that would work, and they're going to let us know when details for that become available. They're also submitting a plan to continue with the Last Chance Ranch Rodeo on July 26th, so that may still be in the works, and 4-H is going to continue with their show and auction. We're not exactly sure what that's going to look like either, but at least for now, the umbrella, the big event, Last Chance Stampede, is unfortunately canceled. So just wanted to pass that along to you this morning. And now we're going to get on with Coffee Break. We do have on the line Emily McVeigh. She is the Executive Director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. Emily, thanks for hanging on for us this morning. How are you?
Good. Well, it's a little sad to hear about the Stampede, but totally understandable.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that we kind of expected was coming, but it's still a bummer to actually get the news. I know Kevin out there was sort of waiting until the last minute to try and see if we could get that happen. Part of the problem too is they got all the stock that they use for the rodeo. The company has a base here in Montana, of course, but all the actual stock is in Canada. So we don't even know if we could get the animals down here for the rodeo. So there's all sorts of problems. But so everybody dealing with all sorts of new normals right now, at least a summer 2020 normal. You've been very busy there at the United Way the last few months. How is everybody there?
We're doing well. We're starting to get back into the office a little bit so people can call the office or stop by. There's going to be somebody here for the most part during the week. We're taking shifts a little bit. We've got a couple new staff starting, and so there will be some new faces for people to meet. And, you know, we're starting to move forward and get back to actually leaving our houses to work.
Yeah, you've got to take off your pajamas now to go to work.
I always did, just to have that feel like I was going to do something more productive with my day.
Right. You got to take a shower. You got to do your hair, all sorts. But it sounds like things getting back to at least a little more normal there, just in terms of being in the office and operations, and it's got to start feeling a little bit more like it's supposed to feel.
Yeah, we're still doing all of our meetings by Zoom just for safety. Unless we can create, you know, have a smaller group and create some distance, we're still trying to abide by all of the rules and be as safe as we can for the partners that we're working with on all of our projects. So, you know, it's a little slow going, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Emily McVeigh is the Executive Director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. And I wanted to mention again this morning, and something that the United Way is involved with, the Farmers to Families program, the food program. That happening again today. Last week, they handed out 18,000 pounds of food. We had Bruce Day with Helena Food Share on the show yesterday. And Emily, that's a really amazing program.
Yeah, they had pretty amazing boxes of produce last week, and they're going to have something every week. It will, I think for the next few weeks, it's the same kind of box of produce, and then it switches up to something else. And the goal is to help the farmers that are raising food that aren't able to sell to the restaurants in bulk, get that food out to the communities anyway. So FoodShare, I think, was a little overwhelmed with the response last week, and they hope that they'll see the same thing this week, get those boxes out to the community. There's no criteria for who qualifies to get those boxes. So if you're, you know, if you're a family that makes money but is struggling a little bit, don't feel shy about going out and using that resource right now. If you know people that need it, you can go help pick up. You know, they're definitely making sure they get those boxes out the door so there's nothing just sitting there going to waste.
Yeah, and the United Way is involved with that, aren't they?
We're partners with the Food Share, mm-hmm. so we try to get the word out for them any way we can. We get their information out through Volunteer Helena, so the people that help pass the boxes out. You know, we try to support Food Share anytime we can, whatever they need. They let us know, and we'll try to get the word out to the community about what's going on over there.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing so much great work, and that Farmers to Families program continuing. Bruce said that's going into the fall, so that's going to be running every Tuesday. You just head down there to their offices. It's the pantry. It's on 1616 Lewis Street. It's every Tuesday. Yep. That's today, and it starts at 10 a.m. I know last week they actually ran out of food pretty early. We're supposed to have more food this week, but you probably don't want to wait until the end. It starts at 10 o'clock down there at the Lewis Street Pantry. So head on over today and get that box of produce. Or there's actually a combination box, I guess Bruce said, that has some milk and cheese and some meats and stuff like that. And they're really, really cool program. And Food Share also starting up the East Helena Pantry again twice a week. So lots of assistance available on that front. So that's got to be nice to see for you. I mean, that I know you work with so many different organizations and so many people here in town, but food insecurity, certainly a problem normally, but now certainly that's got to be just ramped up, isn't it?
Yeah, when the COVID first hit Helena, Food Share was overwhelmed with people in need of food because when they were laid off, they were having to make those decisions about whether they pay their rent or they eat. And so, you know, Food Share got hit really hard at the beginning. They saw a bit of a lull a month in or so. But the good news is the federal government has stepped up significantly for food needs around the country. And there's a lot of things happening like this food box program and different things. And so, if people are in need, there is absolutely no reason to be shy about going out and seeking that help from Food Share. They have programs that are helping bring food into this community, and it needs to get out. So I would say if there's people out there that have a need, if you know a neighbor that has a need, there's also AARP and Rocky Mountain Development Council have programs running for senior citizens, where they have looking for volunteers that just make contact with senior citizens once a week to make sure they're doing okay. Because that's the population that can't necessarily get over to Food Share and get a food box. So if you have a contact point, you know, a neighbor that has a need for a food box, you can go pick that up for them, you know, and make sure that people have what they need. So lots of community collaborations as well, working on getting people fed, getting the food boxes out, making sure people are taken care of. The Helena Citizens Council has been doing a lot of work, making sure that neighborhoods are communicating across, you know, houses, making sure that neighbors are checking in on neighbors. And lots of really good stuff going on to make sure that people are okay right now.
Yeah. Emily McVeigh is with United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. And Emily, there is help out there in terms of COVID-19 relief, just financially as well, isn't there?
Yeah, the United Way and Helena Area Community Foundation continue our COVID relief fund that we are funding local nonprofits in the Tri-County area. So, you know, if you're up in Lincoln or Augusta or out, you know, towns in Boulder area, if you're a nonprofit or know of a nonprofit that needs support, send them our way. We have funded nonprofits in every community so far, so that's looking good. We have raised about $76,000, and we've put out just over 50,000 of that back to local nonprofits to help them either with safety equipment while they're trying to stay open, or some safety equipment or technology while they're trying to reopen and get back their services to the community. So everybody is looking at, we're calling it rebounding and retooling. And so the nonprofits are being quite creative about those things, making sure that nonprofits are available to the community and to the citizens as we reopen the state. We're trying to get that money out. We've got, like I said, about $25,000 left to give out, and we're accepting applications until the money's gone. We're also accepting more money. If people want to keep donating, we will keep granting that back out.
Yeah, because I think there is a little bit of feeling where you all of a sudden take a deep breath and you know, hey, we're entering phase two. Things are getting better. Maybe that focus isn't there anymore of people need help, right? But this is not over. People, especially businesses, nonprofits, there's still many of them in some in dire need of assistance.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of funding available out there, and we're trying to get that information to all of the nonprofits that we're working with, but some of them just don't qualify for the PPP grants or the governor grants. And so they are really struggling to stay open or to reopen. And so it is going to take the Helena community stepping up and making sure that we have those services available long term. And nonprofits especially, because we serve clients that are, you know, lower income or have mental health concerns. We don't have clients that can necessarily donate back. And so we are always out looking for other, you know, sources of support. And that is going to be a long time that the nonprofits are going to be asking for support, because as we get out of COVID, we're seeing people with higher needs. We're seeing those people that struggled financially or struggled with their mental health more significantly during this time. The clients, we're seeing higher numbers of clients, we're seeing higher needs, and so just because we're coming out of this doesn't mean we're in the clear. It actually means more work, more support, and more need. And so the nonprofits anticipate at least 2 years of higher need and need of support from the community, from grants, from, you know, just really looking at how we support the community in a different way post-COVID.
Yeah,
I don't want to say post-COVID yet, but right. It kind of feels like that in Helena.
It does, yeah. Well, and we do have to take a break this morning. Before we do, though, quickly, Emily, you mentioned there is still some money left in that fund for the nonprofits. You're still taking applications. Where do folks get those? If this is them, if they can use that help with their organization, what's that process look like?
They just go to the Helena Area Community Foundation website, and there is the application on that site. It's fairly simple. You just fill out there's probably about 10 questions, and submit it right there online. And then we review those applications every Friday morning.
Okay. Emily McVeigh is the executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. She's our guest on Coffee Break this morning, and we're going to chat more with her, but we do have to take that break. So we'll do that and then come right back. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I am Troy Shockley. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. Emily McVeigh is the Executive Director of the United Way of the Lewis Clark area. And we were talking about financial help ahead of the break as far as COVID-19 goes. There's still help out there for those that are having trouble paying rent or mortgage as well, isn't there?
Yes, there's the governor's grant. That's what we're calling them, the governor's grants. And there's a variety of different grants available through the governor's office, through CARES funding. And if you go to COVIDReliefMT.org, you can find the link to apply for all of those different kinds of grants. And they range from grants for nonprofits, grants for businesses, for grants for food banks, and specific grants for people that need rental assistance. And so individuals can actually apply for that grant, which is rare. And so if you've not been able to pay your rent, it actually goes back through March if you are struggling due to COVID-related layoffs or those kinds of things. And I think they're up to $2,000. And that's significant help for people that need rental assistance.
Yeah. Have you been hearing from folks in terms of those grants and those programs? I mean, I know there's, you know, it sounds like sometimes it might be a little slow or people might have some trouble navigating it, but the help is there and it sounds like people are getting help.
Yes, there was a glitch in that emergency housing grant to begin with. They weren't asking, the application didn't ask some of the correct information, so they did have to go back to people and re-ask for information, so that was a hold up on getting that funding out, but it is cleared up and they have moved a significant number of people into that area of the state, and like state employees have been trained and they're working on getting that all that funding out in a speedy fashion at this point. So they're working really hard to make that time effective and to get that money straight to the people that need it.
Yeah. I mean, this has been a time that's, I mean, of course it's difficult. Many people though, many businesses, organizations in and around Helena really have stepped up, and it's got to be great for you to see, because this is what, I mean, this is your world. And so to see them sort of do what you expect them to do and maybe more than you expect them to do, has got to feel good.
Yeah. It's been, you know, it's really nice to be able to say to people when they call that there is help out there, and be able to give them all the resources that are available. So you don't feel helpless when people call and say, I can't afford rent. You say, okay, here you go. Here's the way to get that solved.
Emily McVeigh is the Executive Director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. And something that United Way has been doing for a while now is tax help. And as weird as it sounds to still be talking about taxes, there's still time. Your taxes aren't quite due yet, but and help is still available, but it's looking a little different right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is different. Unfortunately, we got word this week that the free tax clinics in person are not going to be able to reopen. And so the only way people can get that free tax help is by going online and doing it on their own. Hopefully all of our friends out there have a younger grandchild or somebody that can help them with some of that. I get a lot of calls from senior citizens looking for the My Free Tax Clinics who don't have computers or internet. And so, you know, right now the big ask is for the younger generation of people that have laptops and internet access to go out and help those people they know get their taxes done. Because most of them qualify. If you make below $69,000 a year, you qualify to use myfreetaxes.com, or you can go directly to the IRS and do the free file taxes. And so right now with the group of people that I'm getting calls from are those people that just don't have computers or internet access. And with the library being under construction and with Rocky Mountain Development Council being closed and a lot of things, just the perfect storm of the community isn't really able to step up and help in this way. We're really going to rely on people out there with, like I said, their laptops and internet access to go out and help their neighbors get their taxes done right now. It is free. It is simple. You don't have to be a tax professional necessarily to do taxes, because these people that I'm talking to don't have real estate or assets. It's real basic. So if you know of anybody again, we're just asking for the community to help out. We don't have the ability to do clinics in person. The IRS has not even allowed us to open up our virtual service delivery computer yet. They're just, you know, asking that we all stay as socially distanced as possible. And there is time still to get your taxes done. So no hurry necessarily. And so really we're just looking for alternative ways to help people in the community get that stuff done.
Yes.
If you do over $69,000 a year, you can still use the free fillable tax forms for federal taxes. And all of that is found on the IRS site.
Okay. So no more in-person clinics, unfortunately, but you can still get online. You can still use that. And I know that is still very helpful. There's a proven track record for this program. And so that is still available. It's just we can't meet in person, unfortunately. So, if you know somebody out there that could use help, certainly reach out, because that is right now there is time, but it seems like that time goes away quickly and all of a sudden there isn't time, right?
It'll be gone before we know it, unfortunately. It's only about 6 weeks left to get it done. So
there are things, Emily, happening as well with the 0-5 initiative. I know school almost done for the year, as weird as the end of the school year went. What's going on with 0-5?
So we had a lot of plans for things that we were going to do at the end of the school year, which of course got canceled. And so we've, you know, Jeff and the principals at the schools that he's working with got creative. They were going to do a big barbecue and welcome to the incoming kindergartners at the end of the school year. They aren't able to do that. And so at Warren School on June 8th, from 4:30 to 5:45, the parents of the incoming kindergartners next school year can pick up a backpack full of supplies to work with their kids over the summer. So that was planned for a big barbecue, but now it's a drive-by event. Parents, and if you haven't signed your kids up for kindergarten, get on that. That was something that I didn't really know. You generally sign your kids up for kindergarten the first week of January.
So, yeah. I mean, who knows, right?
Wait until the fall when school starts again. Kindergartners for September should already be signed up. And so this project is specific to Warren School. We're doing it as a pilot to see how it goes. The kids will get a backpack full of, like I said, learning supplies. And the parents are going to get Parenting with Love and Logic books and educational tools to work on over the summer. And they're hoping to be able to do some virtual education with the parents over the summer and give them some training on that Parenting with Love and Logic information. The other thing that the school district is doing at every school in August is they are going to have a kinder camp. And so bringing the families in August prior to school starting to get them used to the school, to give them some more school district information, give them, you know, community information about parenting and education and those kinds of things. And every school has its own schedule for that. So again, if you haven't registered, go register. If you are registered, that information will be coming out to you via email over the summer.
Okay. And yeah, the 0-5 initiative is such a fantastic program. It's important because so much of a kiddo's path is really set in those early years. This is a big deal.
Yeah, and the 0-5, Jeff is working on some really specific things with the ACEs training, the adverse childhood experiences, with our local businesses. And he's been showing virtually, because all of the in-person showings got canceled, a movie called No Small Matter. And that's just really high quality information about the brain development of children from age 0-3 specifically, but 0-5. And so really it's so important for the community to know that the brain development of small children happens mostly 0 to 3, and then your brain starts to prune off information. And so if we can get high quality education to kids in that first 3 years of life, it's vital to the rest of their schooling and work careers. He's trying to get that information out so that everybody in the community knows it, how important our daycares are, how important our preschools and our kindergarten teachers are, because those kids are just absorbing so much information. And the more we can get to them during those 5 years, the better. And so a lot of that stuff is still coming. We're, of course, switching everything to virtual screenings and virtual information. But be on the lookout for that. Jeff is getting ready to launch the Helena 0 to 5 website, so specific to our Helena community, the projects that we're working on. That will be coming here up in the next month so people can stay up to date on the information that he's putting out there and the screenings that are coming up and all that stuff.
We've got, Emily, we've got about 1 minute left. I know we're entering into phase two, but of course there's still cautions, there's restrictions, but there are ways that people can volunteer and get involved. And you've been pretty steadily putting information on your Facebook page about volunteer opportunities. Is that the best place for people to go?
Well, the best place to go is volunteerhelena.org. That is a United Way site. We put all the information on there about what is available in the community right now. So if there's any nonprofits out there that have volunteer opportunities, they can let me know and I can put that information on that site. And then I do create a little page that I put on the Facebook page and I put out to our partners, and we put out in the Helena IR every week all of the volunteer opportunities that are available in Helena.
Okay. Yeah, because there are still volunteer opportunities out there and still things that can be done. Obviously, still people out there need some help. So, Emily, thanks for taking time with us today. I know you're obviously very busy. You've even got some new employees you got to get trained up over there. But I appreciate you taking time.
Yeah, it's always good to get the word out.
Yeah, it's a fantastic job that you're doing in the community, sort of trying to wrangle. You're trying to herd all the cats, get them all going in one direction, and you're doing a fantastic job. So I appreciate you taking time this morning to chat with us. But that's all the time we have. So I appreciate you tuning in, folks. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.